Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I go back to Jacob deGrom. And this was going to be, you know, one of my questions, but it kind of feels like maybe the All-Star selection answered it. I was going to ask who your MVP has been of this pedestrian Rangers team thus far. Does the All-Star selection to you automatically make it Jacob deGrom? Was it already Jacob deGrom for you, or do you think it's somebody else entirely?
I do want to go back, and this helps me revisit what Sean and RJ were saying this morning. The MVP, because he's an All-Star, is Jacob deGrom. The offensive MVP, Josh Smith. Being that he's
that's probably where I'm at too.
He's the best hitter of the bunch. Although Marcus Semien, with however, like, he's been on a tear.
Agreed.
And he's back now.
Yeah.
How bad it was to start.
Yeah,
he knows. So I think that's kind of where DeGrom has been fantastic. I think you could point to a couple. You've been all about Milner this year.
Yes.
Like, I'm surprised you haven't made him the MVP of this team.
He's had a trip up or two as of late.
It's a middling team this year.
That is a good way to put it.
I will probably always throw out Evaldi because of the heart. And I know that doesn't matter as much as the fact that, like, DeGrom will step out there and probably give you 7 strikeouts, if not more. And even though he's on a pitch count, which is pretty close, around 81, and maybe he's gone up just a little bit.
It was remarkable. He had 4 straight starts. There were 81, 81, 81, 82 pitches.
And the 82 we're still out on because we're not sure they got it right.
I thought that was pitch 81.
But I would go Evaldi, but I know he's been hurt a little more. So,
yeah.
So that's the tough part there. Offensively, though, nobody's been consistent. Even Josh Smith has... good as he's been, and I'm saying good, he's a leadoff hitter, he's hitting well as a leadoff hitter, nobody's been truly consistent or clutch when it matters the most.
Okay, so let's talk about Josh Smith for just a second, because that is one of my candidates. But by the way, just so you know, on my list outside of DeGrom, it was Josh Smith, who we're about to talk to, Tyler Mahle before he got hurt, and Hobie Milner before he had a couple of a trip up. So the fact that, like, the biggest disappointment, we had so many candidates. But for MVP, it feels like it would be this person, except. Like, that's not good.
Mm-mm.
And so let's talk about Josh Smith. He's the offensive MVP of the Texas Rangers, which is what I think as well. He's hitting .283 with an OPS of .774. So
it's not great.
No, it's not world beating numbers or anything like that. And to the statistic that you brought up earlier, 8 home runs and 22 RBIs. And so, like, there is nothing overwhelming about that. And I made the case last week, maybe the week before, that Josh Smith should be an All-Star. And I love what he does for this team. I want him to get recognition, but there's no question that Jacob deGrom is, like, actual an all-star level of like, I'm showing that I'm one of the best in the game. Where Josh Smith is showing that I am invaluable to this Rangers team, but there's other people like me around the Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I was trying to look to see, and the Astros have like two players with that are hitting 300 plus.
Which is rare.
And Altuve's even hitting games. 272, which is pretty close. And he's got more home runs than Josh Smith. Like it irritates me that the Astros are good at baseball right now.
Very.
When they shouldn't be this year. They should be down.
Do you want to know what's really agitating? When they defeat the Dodgers 18-1 over the weekend, and pretty much all of your in-laws and their family are Astros fans.
Oh, why would you marry in that family?
Your answer is
because the person you married is amazing. That's the first thing you
should have said. I got taken away by how pretty and smart that Jess was, and I lost sight of problematic in-law issues. They're lovely people outside of that Astros thing. And they were wearing Astros gear, and I didn't like it.
I'm willing to go out on a limb and say that you made your mind up you were going to marry her before you knew they were Astros fans.
Oh,
whether that's
sure,
true or not, I've decided that.
Look, you wouldn't make up your mind after the fact. Like, yeah. Oh, I found out they're Astros fans. That changes the dynamic. But it was too soon.
I was just kind of looking at their stats to compare, because Josh Smith at 283, that's the best batting average on the team. And that's why you are where you are in this division right now. Because that's the best batting average you have on this team. And we want it to be Wyatt, but Wyatt has underperformed to our standards.
Agreed.
Even though 13 home runs leads the team.
Wow.
To our
standards.
And that's
standards, not great.
But he's also not playing like an all-star outfielder.
Yeah.
Like, all-star outfielders have significantly different numbers. The entire slate is the same way. And you're right. Jacob DeGrom is, I would think, Evaldi could be, but Jacob DeGrom's the only one that you can go, he could be the best. He's the best on his team. He could be the best in baseball.
I want to make sure it's clear. I'm not naysaying Nathan Evaldi, because first of all, doing so ever would...
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Be pure foolishness.
Yeah.
But I do wonder if he would have gotten those three more starts in that would have kind of put him
see it all the time.
Yeah, in the qualifying category. Because
I just want to keep putting his name in the conversation because we feel that way about
absolutely
him.
Look, he's got an ERA that is 0.38. better than Jacob DeGrom. He has a whip that is 0.04 better than Jacob DeGrom. So if he had those three extra starts to kind of put him in that qualification territory, absolutely, he would be in the mix. And I think both of them would have been all-stars. But I go back to this, and I know we talked about it a little bit at the beginning of the show. Think about this. think about all of the offensive issues that you just talked about. And I go back to this because I want to point out how freaking amazing the pitching has been. The Rangers are, were they one game? They're one game below 500. Two games below after the loss to San Diego last night. They're two games below 500. They could easily be at or above 500 going into the All-Star break, despite the fact that we talked about offensive disappointments across the board, despite the fact that the Rangers' OPS with runners in scoring position is 645. Mm. That is the third worst in all of baseball. The only teams that you're ahead of are the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Now, I know the Chicago White Sox bring this number down, but those two teams are a combined 73 and 108. And like, so that's where you are with horrid hitting with runners in scoring position all season long. Look at these last nine games. The reason why you're losing those extra inning games is you can't get a hit, let alone a productive at bat, out of this whole thing. But it's the pitching that has kept you at 500, which I'm going to go back to time and again because I think it is the best Ranger starting pitching I've seen in my entire life, and that is not hyperbole.
Well, I mean, name another pitcher that you've had on this team that's even close to DeGrom.
And so it's you have to go a ways back. But the person that I think of in these scenarios, like obviously more recently is Yu Darvish. Okay. I think he could fit in that category. But the other person I thought of is Kevin Brown. Because there was a time, like if you're not an early 90s Rangers fan or you're too young or whatever, man, there was a time that Kevin Brown
was dominant.
He was the stuff. But the fact that you might have two of them at the same time.
Eovaldi, I kind of put in that Cliff Lee category.
Cliff Lee is another really good one.
But as great as Cliff Lee was, I still think of DeGrom as just a tick higher.
I could see that.
And I know a lot of people might look at DeGrom and go, well, what are you talking about? When you watch him pitch, when you look at the numbers when he's healthy, take out the health part. When he's healthy, he's untouchable a lot of times.
To kind of tie it into our next topic, Jacob DeGrom to me is Terrell Davis. When on, almost untouchable.
With Eovaldi, it's like, I know I'm going to get tough innings out of him, and there are going to be spells. There might be days where you're like, man, nobody's hitting that splitter today. He's got his stuff, and he's going to give you those. You might get a run. You might get a couple hits off of him. He's going to give you those kinds of outings. DeGrom, was it last night the manager was for San Diego was like, it's fascinating to watch Machado make things look easy. This is a very difficult game. He makes it look easy. DeGrom makes this game look easy.
Yeah.
Eovaldi makes it look like he's working his butt off, even though he's really good at what he does. That's just the way it looks when I watch him pitch. He just looks like I'm up here sweating and working because that's what we do in Texas. You know, that kind of feel. He looks very blue collar to me. So that's what the vibe I get off of Eovaldi.
And that's what makes the season so confusing and so maddening. We go through all of those amazing pitching things, and if you didn't know the offense, you'd be like, hell yeah, make another addition, pick up that piece in the bullpen or whatever you need, and let's go win the World Series. And then you see the whole picture, and you watch the offense time and time and time again when it looks like they're going to pick it up.
It's
just
a bat,
kind of sputter out. And I'm not just talking about last night. They only scored one run. I get that. I'm talking about going back to Friday night and before that, the Monday, the Sunday, the Saturday, where you're stuck in all of these extra inning games and you can't do anything outside of Dolley, Semien, and Seager. In those games, in that run in extra innings, your lineup is 0-24.
Mm-hmm.
Like even 3-24 would be terrible.
You're hoping somebody gets on enough times to send you down around to those guys. And then Kevin, those guys aren't going to succeed every time. So like everything else around it, you're concerned about. And we just pointed out the 4-5 hole hitter, how much of a disparity that is. That guy's going to show up in the lineup in moments that need power a lot. And a lot of times those numbers are poor for whatever reason with this team.
So for everybody who wants the Rangers to be sellers at the deadline, I absolutely get it. It is just hard for me as we're all lifelong fans of the Rangers, it is just hard for me to go ahead and concede another season when outside of the 2023 season, when you went and on and won the World Series, you've done nothing but concede.
And concede a season when you have those two pitchers as dominant as they are. Like
it feels absurd.
You may never get another DeGrom season like this. And I don't say that.
No, I get it.
Because
I don't think you're wrong.
We don't know how often he will be healthy. You get him this year and it could be a waste.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method. And it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.